Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
My next guest was a Newstalk Business Person of the Month 2 years ago, and 3 months ago was the highest ranked Irish startup in the FT's Sifted 100 list. His name is Keelan Lennon, and he's the chief executive of Clever Cards, which is a fintech company which provides prepaid credit cards, increasingly preferred by companies as a way to reward their staff without exposing them to benefit in kind. He's also very aware of the changing banking habits of Irish consumers, which he thinks is happening quicker than the big traditional banks appreciate. Good morning, Keelan.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about Clever Cards again.
Sure. And look, you're right. We started with corporate gifts was the entry point. And, you know, but what was underneath the hood really was a payments infrastructure that's global.
Using the MasterCard infrastructure
on the MasterCard rails. Yeah, we built an infrastructure from scratch. And I think if you think of old copper wires, plays Wi-Fi, or if you think of an old train track that, you know, is fixed, we are the modern infrastructure that enables anyone anywhere to be paid instantly globally. We're in just over 90 countries now at this stage.
90 countries. And what you do is you provide a digital credit card payment system that people can pay with their mobile phones or their desktops without any physical cards.
Yeah, so it's all digital. And I clarify, it's not actually a credit card, it's prepaid or debit, but it's only a technicality. But yes, so we enable businesses to give employees, to give customers, or to give vendors or suppliers digital cards anywhere in the world. And that allows them to access the funds instantly. So it's as simple as that. And facilitates
the limit was payments. 500 for companies to gift their staff. It's now raised. Is it up to 1,000 or 1,500?
It's up to 1,500 in Ireland now. So on that element, on that application,
that's
up
a
to
huge thing. You avoid BIK.
It's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer. It's probably the biggest untold secret in Ireland. And even at that, Joe, like as I said, we're dealing in multiple countries. It's $4,000 in Italy. So it's still not where international levels are at.
$4,000, okay.
Yeah. So
you're in 90 countries already, but are they branded Clever Cards or are they kind of branded as other things?
Yeah, so in the 92 countries at the moment that we're in, it is branded Clever Cards. But in the United Kingdom, as an example, we power payouts for the UK government.
And for social welfare, stuff like that?
Social welfare payouts, yeah. They're cards that are configured. So the big thing with Clever Cards is that a private enterprise, a business or a government can configure the cards as to where they'll work. So they can restrict the cards. In the case of the UK government, it's for energy payouts. It'll only work in 26 energy providers. So it's a social welfare recipient where it's for
and how do you guys make money? Is it, do you charge the company or the UK government in this particular instance?
Yeah, so we get paid when the money is spent, okay, from MasterCard across the rails. So that's a network fee in relation to it. And then businesses pay us as well for the software. So we moved well beyond corporate gifting at this stage. It started there, but then businesses started realizing that we could use this for effectively company cards for employees. So rather than employees paying expense to themselves and getting a reimbursement, businesses could issue a card immediately to an employee and expire the card next Friday, or it'll only work in a certain place. And it saves businesses money, and for that, the business pays us as well.
And what happens to residue amounts? Let's say you're gifted 500 euros or 1,000 euros from your company, and you don't spend all of it. There's a euro or two left on it.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the world we live in today with digital, I mean, plastic cards are very different. The old model was, you know, got stuck in the drawer and things like that. Mm. With a Clever Card, it's a MasterCard, it doesn't expire for 5 years.
Right, okay, but what happens at the end of the 5 years?
It's your money.
It's your money.
It's still your money. Yeah, yeah. Your card expires.
So there's no annual fee being...
No, there are fees after 12 months where you would charge, where there's transaction fees, MasterCard fees that are charged. But it doesn't really happen, Joe, because when you've got your mobile phone is in your pocket all the time.
And you can top it up?
And you can top it up, yeah. Mm,
okay. And you're moving into the States. That could be a massive market, but is that on a state-by-state basis or federally?
No, we've got some, you know, we evolved out of Ireland with a lot of the multinationals. As I said, we have a presence now in 92 countries. And now in terms of going direct, we've got inbounds from a number of businesses in the United States and in Europe. And
with their branding rather than Clever
Cards. In that instance, with their branding, yeah. Like billions of payouts where like in the United States, Joe, there's still 50% of payments in the States by business are made by paper check.
That is crazy. 50%.
Yeah. Look, it's old infrastructure. It's infrastructure that was built years ago. You know, I got the inspiration for Clever Cards in China, where they skipped all of that, went straight to mobile, and Europe is sandwiched in the middle. So,
well, hopefully, Ireland will be well placed for that as well in terms of fintech and your expansion. Best of luck with it, Keelan. That's Keelan Lennon, the chief executive of Clever Cards.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.